Kof Ches Tishrei, Sunday the 27th of October. Rabbi Yitzhak Spitzer, Ketanei Emuno. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by family Max Grossnas, Le'ir Nishmas, Chaya Rezel, Bas Michael Aleha Sholem. Today's Torah Way has been sponsored by in honor of Rabbi Yozel Boruch ben Rav Fishel David Oliver Sholem.
Okay, so we're going to be discussing a topic that's at the, you know, the pulse of our nation, of our Amunah. But we're going to start off with a pasuk in Zion, Zion, this week's parsha. Vayavai noyach ubanav ishtoi neshei banav itoi ala teva mepnei mea mabul. The reason why they went into the teva is because of the mea mabul. Says Rashi, why didn't he go in? Hashem told him to go in. He had to wait for mepnei mea mabul. Af noyach mektane amunah hoyo. Noach was a small believer. Mammon of any mammon, it was wishy-washy. He didn't know. Sheyovei ha-mabul, v'leim nichnas l'teva at shodachku ha-mayim. The water had to push him into the teva. We can imagine the first thing Noach did in the teva was he put up a clothesline and hung up his clothes. The water pushed him into the teva. He never actually went into the teva. So all the mefarshim asked the obvious questions. Noach, Hashem has made an entire generation. Ki oisver isi tzadik, tzadik tam hoi b'der oisav. How can we understand that he was a small believer? You know, one of the aleph beis of being a righteous person is having a munah. Number two, for 120 years, day in, day out, he worked on the teva. There were people who came and said, Noach, what are you doing? He would say, in 120 years, this mabul is coming, and we have to prepare. We have to do tshuva. And 50 years later, this person would bring his child and laugh that he's still standing there. And then 50 years later, he would bring his grandchild. And he's still standing there, Noach, and he's telling people, you know, do tshuva, it's a mabul's coming. He was a joke of town. And somehow, he managed to stay motivated and build for 120 years. That means he really believed it's coming. He was motivated, he was building. He was trying to convince people. And another thing, Hashem said the last 7 days, and in another 7 days, we're waiting for Mr. Shalach Shiva to be over. He said, in another 7 days, the rain is going to come. And 7 days later, it started raining. So, you know, where is there a makom to be wishy-washy in the Amunah? So, there's a gedank that's alpi, where Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says in Emes LeYaakov, that Noach, he was a good man, and he saw the good in everything. And he didn't really believe that Hashem's actually gonna, you know, it's like the toicha. Hashem said the toicha in order to scare us that you shouldn't have to bring it. So Hashem's telling him to build a teva, so people will come by and say, hey, Noach, what's up? And he'll say, you know, the mabul's coming, we can't go on like this, we have to do tshuva, and people will do tshuva. So for 120 years, he saw they didn't even convince one person. So he thought that when the rain actually came, that the reason why this is coming, because now people will get it. The last minute, they'll get it, and they'll do tshuva, they'll see the rain's coming already. And Rashi actually says that the rain started off benachas, that if they'll do tshuva, it'll end up being gishmei bracha. So Noach wasn't so off about that. But the people came to break the teva, and Hashem surrounded it with lions, as we know. So Noach thought, well, Hashem's actually going to destroy his world. You know, a small thing, like Mrs. Mr. Shalach was able to push off the marble 7 days, Hashem will find something. So he kept on pushing it off, and till the water had to push him into the teva to save him. So, Alpidus Rabbi Yaakov, he explains it a little different, but we can explain that Noach was miktanei emunah hayamaman. He had faith in these small believers that they also will repent, and they'll be accepted, and the mabul won't actually come. But I want to speak about a very important part of miktanei emunah, that the Ramban says, and in the Parshas Bo, it's impossible to be an erlich yid without it. There's any of Ketanei Emunah that we believe in the small nisim. Hashem made big nisim that were out of the teva, and then there's day-to-day nisim. Rosh Hashanah, everyone was written a year, and now the year is starting to play out. And some of us won't win the lottery this year, but in the Chaya Yoim Yoim, the regular day-to-day life is brachas and it's nisim. We just have to open up our eyes and see that it's unbelievable. Ashkacha pratas, someone opens up his eyes can see the ashkacha pratas and everything. The Ramban says after the nisim Yitzias Mitzrayim, Va'ata oimer lecha klal b'tam mitzvahs rabbas, hinei me'esa yoyz. He goes in a whole thing and then he says, Imin ha'nisim ha'gdoilam ha'mufersonim, od Adam Moida Benisim Anastarim Shem Yisoid HaTorah Kulo. Hashem made once big Nisim to show us that he's around, and from then there's Teva. She'ein la'odam chelik b'toris Moshe Rabbeinu at she'naman b'chol v'reinu u'mekreinu. Any little thing that happens, she'kulam nisim, ein ba'am teva m'nhov yishol oylam b'im b'rabim b'im b'yochid. The Ramban says, in order to be a believer in Toris Moshe, we have to believe that Parshas Boy happened once, Parshas V'shalach happened once. It's to convince us, Hashem showed us he's here, and now he's invisible, we don't see him. But if we open up our eyes in day-to-day life, we'll see nisim nistarim. And there's a lot of people walking around, you know, Hashem, you expect me to do everything and I can't see you. You know, show me once, show me one nes, and I'll take it from there. So, Dr. Ramban, Ubavik Yakach Barkul Yasa Oisi Moifas Bechal Dar La'inim Kol Rosh HaKavir. Every Rosh will say, show me. Make me win the lottery. Let's see if you're here. So, Hashem's not going to do it to every Shmoiger, but, you know. Menatik HaDover Al Benenu, he made it once. Yitzav Oisan Shnasa Tomit Zakarim Ois Lash HaRoh. And then he did it once. We should remember what happened. We should give it over. Ubenem lebenem ubenem ledar achron. And that's why there's so many mitzvahs azek l'tzitz mitzrayim and such a chomer to get inyan to remember this. Because this is the one time Hashem showed, hi, I'm here. And from now on it's going to be on a belief-based system to believe that even that there's smaller nisim, nisim nistarim. So, and there's a story that, you know, the Netziv had a lot of arguments with a certain maskil. And one time the maskil was very proud that his daughter got a certificate. She graduated, that she can sing opera style, and she had a certificate. And the Netziv said he doesn't believe it. He wants to hear. And so the man went to his daughter. She should sing for the Netziv. She started crying. She says, Abba, I went to school for an entire year to study that I shouldn't have to prove to every shmoig in the street that I could sing. I shouldn't have to sing. The certificate certifies that I know how to sing. So Netziv said, here you have it. We have a Torah, documents all the history and all the nisim that Hashem is here. And he doesn't have to make... This is the certificate. Now he doesn't have to show anyone anymore. So that's number one. Someone who says, I want to see a nes. Number one, Hashem showed it once. And he's not making it again for every person who wants to see it. Number two is that it's not true. Seeing open nisim does not change anyone. We see that the Mitzrayim saw the same exact nisim in Yisrael, also saw the ten makas and saw everything. It didn't change them. It only changed the believers. And there's also a famous story that there was a Haredi got into a Nahaga and a Monit in Eretz Yisrael. And the driver said, oh, you're Haredi? I have a friend that became Haredi. Well, it was a story. They were laying in the desert and soldiers and a snake wrapped around his friend and was choking him to death. And with the last kick, he screamed Shema Yisrael and the snake went away. And that was a life-changing moment for his friend. His friend started looking for Hashem, and he became Haredi. So he asked him, so where are you? You saw the same thing. He said, no, it didn't happen to me, it happened to my friend. So we see that two people can see the same thing, it'll change one person, and it won't change the other one. So even today, Hashem makes Mordig and Nisim, they're in the Teva, and we just have to open up our eyes and see it. And now the Ramban says that these Nisim that we celebrate, they're there because that was the time. I want to go through the Yom Tovim and show in every Yom Tov that the message of the Yom Tov a lot of times is, we talk to celebrate, the reason why we party and we make celebrations is for a big nes. But the come away of the Yom Tov is that everything is nisim. So let's start off with Sukkot. We just had Sukkot, Zechel Anan HaKovet. Anan HaKovet was a major nes. But there's another sheet in the Gemara, Sukkot Mamash, Eden sad and huts. So everyone asks, so what's the nes? What's the nes that they sad and huts? So the Teretz says we could say like this. There was Anan HaKovet, Hashem showed, I can protect you. And from there we learned that if Hashem do Anan HaKovet and protect us, what's protecting us when we're in a hut? A hut is a natural protection. Enemies could come to a natural hut. So who's protecting us when we're not in the Anan HaKovet, when we're in Sukkos Mamash? From the Anan HaKovet, he didn't realize that even when they're in Sukkos Mamash, in the regular houses, who's protecting them from the elements? We see people in the subways just laying on the benches. They don't, you know, they also have a roof over their head in the subway system. But we have houses, and the fact that a roof protects a person from the elements is a nes. What's the come away from Chanukah? There's a big question that, you know, on the whole Chanukah. Chanukah, the nair stayed burning for 8 days. So the shaila is, for one day there was enough oil. There's the other 7 days there was a nes. So why do we commemorate Chanukah 8 days? Sounds familiar, this question? So one of the big terutzim that the Svarim give is, from the fact that we saw that 7 extra days it could burn, then we realize, hey, the first day, the fact that oil actually burns, it's a liquid, it burns and makes fire, that's also a nace. The fact that naturally oil burns is a nace.
But that didn't happen on Hanukkah. It happened already.
That happened the first day.
No, it happened already. But every time...
But every time oil burns, it's a nace. When did we see that?
Every time I see a bottle of oil, I should make a
So we celebrate it to the time to celebrate. But the takeaway is, yeah, the takeaway is that every single day, and when you drink coffee and it gives you energy, it's a nace. It goes into the cells and it breaks up and it gives you more energy.
Baruch
Chaniyah ben Doisa, he lit nairs with vinegar. He said, Misha Amar L'Shem L'Yadlik Yom L'Chem Zadik. The reason why Shemen burns is because Hashem decreed that Shemen burns. And that's a nace. We realized even the first day was a nace. And now we make 8 days Chanukah. Purim is the easiest. There's no shame Hashem in the entire Megillah. Hashem is not mentioned. And Esther is a Lashon of Hester. You look at the story, while it was playing out, no one realized anything was happening. The king got drunk, he wanted to show off by a party. His wife was chutzpahdig, he killed him, he woke up, he sobered up, and he realized he made a terrible mistake. And he looked for a new wife, and it was actually, she was Jewish, and Martha told not to say she's Jewish, and she ended up saving the day. So it was a regular, but when you opened up your eyes afterwards and you saw the whole chain of events, Haman wanted to kill Mordechai, and Haman ended up being hung on that tree. It blew people away. And Kimu v'Kiblu, it was Bahava, and that's why I say, when Mashiach will come, the Rambam says, there'll be Oyl Mekim and Hag and Noig. And I'm like, come on, for, you know, all these years we're waiting for Oyl Mekim and Hag and Noig. Come on, Mashiach should come, it should be grand day, it should be something very big. Now the Pshat is like this. Purim was also Oyl Mekim and Hag and Noig. But when we opened up our eyes afterwards, we realized that it was Kula Nisim. When Mashiach will come, Hashem will say, Hashem will open up our eyes, and the day-to-day life will be living in the Purim story. We'll be living Nisim, and we'll open up our eyes, and we'll be able to see the Oilim Kaman Hag and Noig, how that is Kula Nisim. Pesach, so it was. Pesach was amazing, you know, it was Ma'afed al-Ori, Meshibet al-Ula, it was Ma'abdus l'Cheirus, and we drink Dalat Kaisis, why? Dalat Vashan Shagula, Vetseitsi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Lekachti. But little, very little people know that in the Yerushalmi has another pshat why we drink Arba Koisis on Pesach. And that is connected the four times that it says Kois Paroi in the story of the Sarah Mashkim and the Sarah Oifim. And it says four times in the dream Kois Paroi, not Kois Paroi, so the four times of Kois Paroi. And the Mepharshim asks, what does that have to do with anything? But when we look back, what? You know, Dr. Seuss has a book, The Fly Went By, it led a whole chain of events. There's, what happened, what set off the entire Geulas Mitzrayim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, was a fly. A fly fell into Paroi's kois, and the Tzar Mashkim ended up in jail next to Yosef. He remembered him 2 years later, took him out, he was placed to the Cholim, and became king, so Yaakov Avinu came down. So there was a Shibud Mitzrayim, so there was a Geulas Mitzrayim, so there was a Kriyas Yamsev, and there was a Hashem Yim Lok Lelem Vlad, and it all started with a fly. So if we would have walked by when that fly fell into Paroi's kois, you know what happens? You wouldn't realize the significance of what's happening here in history, the chain of events that this fly was going to set off. But now, in hindsight, when we're celebrating Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're even celebrating that a fly fell into Paroi's kois. Because now we realize that even the day-to-day things, a fly falls into something, we can never know down the line what that is setting off. And we're celebrating the nace of a fly falling into a cup. So, that is the reason why we celebrate that. So, now, there was something that always bothered me. We're sitting there in the kittel, we prepared so hard for Pesach, we're sitting by the Seder, we're celebrating Yetzias Mitzrayim. I was sitting there by the Seder, Omer Rabbi Akiva, Omer Rabbi Yosi Aglili, Menai Shekol Mako Mako. How do we know the Yetzias Mitzrayim was nothing comparing to Kiryas Yamsev, this, that? You know, come on. Wait for Shvi'i Shel Pesach, a little patience, the Rebbe will get up. Shvi'i Shel Pesach, you know what Shvi'i Shel Pesach is? It's bigger than Pesach. But on Pesach, you're sitting celebrating Pesach, and you're telling your kids, you know, Kindlach, Yetzias Mitzrayim, we've had bigger news than Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim was maybe, you know, 1 out of 50, 1 out of 200 that we had Kiryas Yamsev. It's the wrong time for that. Why are we sitting Yetzias Mitzrayim and making Yetzias Mitzrayim small? I think the Targum is like this. Once we had Yetzias Mitzrayim and we learned that from the big Nisim, we learned even smaller Nisim, so we say, Kindlach, we had bigger Nisim than Yetzias Mitzrayim. But still we're sitting here and we're celebrating Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because we don't need the biggest Nis to believe. Any Nis that happens is worthy of celebration. And even the day-to-day Nisim, even a fly falls into Christ's power, is worthy of celebration. So we have all these Yom Tovim that we commemorate big Nisim, but in essence, there are smaller Nisim attached. And the takeaway of a Yom Tov is to realize that as our year plays out, we should open up our eyes, try to find the Shekhacha Pratus, and Hashem is talking to us, Hashem is showing us in day-to-day life that He is here, He's very involved in our life. I heard from a Rashiva, Rabbi Liber, once walked him home. Rabbi Liber Vachvogel, if anyone knows, he's always ready for Mashiach. His father used to have a suitcase from Nosson Vachvogel with spear clothing for Mashiach. And Rabbi Pesach Kron's brother, Rabbi Kalman Kron, was a bacher in BMG, and he once went into the hallway at 2 o'clock in the morning, and he said, Er kommt! And it didn't take 30 seconds. Rabbi Nosson was fully dressed, came out, he slept in the dormitory. Fully dressed with a suitcase, wuze! So you see, even while he was sleeping, he was always ready for Mashiach. And his son also, Mar Shiva, Rabbi Liber, he was very, very... Mashiach was something that was very close to his heart at all times. So he told me once, he said, you know, that apple seed goes into the ground. It disintegrates, it disappears, and a fruit tree comes out, and there's pears, and there's pears. It's an unbelievable nice. A dry seed, and there's an apple comes out. But the scientists say, what do you mean, what's the nice? You know, they can explain it to you, they'll break it down, they'll explain it, it's very natural, it's not a nice. You look in the Midrash and there's such a thing as Tchias HaMeisim, they say, impossible, how could it be? Let's imagine, he said, it would be reverse. Let's say the Derech HaTeva would be, a person becomes 90, and then, the battery expires, you bury him, Adam Yisrael may offer, so he gets new Koichas from the ground, and 10 years later, he comes back out, all the wrinkles are gone, and he's ready to do another 90 years. So people would say, it's Derech HaTeva. I mean, he was already a person, the bones already got all dried up, and needed more kaifas. It was already a person, something that was already here, and it's growing out again. That's, that would be nothing. But let's say there wouldn't be such a thing as the apple tree, but in the Midrash we'd find, you might say Mashiach would be able to put a teeny, black dot into the ground, it would disintegrate, disappear, and trees would come out, and more, an apple, something that you could crunch in, and it has juice, and in there there's more seeds. The scientists would say it's impossible. So it's all a matter of what we're used to and we're not used to, like the man. The Chasam Sofer says that, the generation that first saw the man, they were blown away. But the kids who grew up in the Midbar, they grew up with it. So for them, when you put a seed into the ground coming into Eretz Yisrael, for them, that was blown. So it's all a matter of what we're used to. So he told me, what do you think? Mashiach will come, and, Chasam Sofer won't all be at once. So one person, the tzaddikim will get up first, and then the next. He says, you can be sure. The first day, someone will get up, it'll be in the front page of, I don't know what it's called here, the New York Times, the London Times, dead man wakes up after 1,643 years. And big picture of the, man with the chwichim peeking out of his kever, and the whole media would be a buzz. The second day, another few people will wake up, so it'll be still on the front page, it'll be in the bottom, a small snippet, three more. By the time the third or fourth day comes, it'll be on the third page already on the sidebar. And after a week goes by, you can be sure that no one will be reporting about it anymore. And it'll become, people will get used to a new normal. None of us. When this person's grandfather gets up, they'll go over and say, Mazel Tov. When a child is born for the first time, Yesh Ma'ayin, it's a much bigger nes than Tchias HaMeisim. It's something that was never here, something that was created for the first time. And nothing, no newspapers report about it, no nothing. The world goes on. When someone has a baby, we tell them Mazel Tov. Tchias HaMeisim is much a smaller nes than having a baby for the first time. So, it's all a matter of what we're used to. But if we open up our eyes, nisim, and things to be grateful for, like someone once asked someone, how many kids do you have in your family? He says, 10. He says, wow, did you realize that you have 240 fingers in your household, and they're all there, and they're all functioning? Doesn't that make you happy? Imagine what would be if one finger out of the 240 in the family would be missing. Imagine what a headache it would be for you. It wouldn't be shayach, the tsar, and the agnes nefesh that it would make in the family. One finger. So you have 240 functioning fingers in the family. It's a moir digan nes. So we can say that Noyach, maybe derech drush, we can put the comma a different place in Rashi. We can say that Noyach was miktanei amuno hoyamaman. He believed from every small thing. He didn't need huge nisim to show that there's Hashem. So he believed even regular day-to-day things. He saw Hashem in his world. So he was sure that, other people will see Hashem in the world and they'll just do tshuva. And he didn't believe that you need such a big, such a big disaster to come and wipe away the world in order to make people believe in Hashem. Hashem has a lot of ways. It could be Meser, as a Shkacha from them, they could disappear. So Elamai, the Ikir of building the Tev and everything, was to be Ma'ar them to Tshuva. And when they'll be in the Sarah, there'll be no need for a Mabel. They should just see it. So Noyach is Mektane Amon HaYamamon. He believed even from small amunah messages. So that's why he didn't believe that it was necessary for a marble. He just believed that Ikar Tigmari them to tshuva, and that is why the water had to push him in. Now, the first Ramah in Shulchan Aruch speaks about, you know, realizing that Hashem is always there, and the Ramah, and let's start off with the story. The Beis HaLevi lost his first wife, and he was looking for Shidduch the second time. And the second time, he became a son-in-law by Kabrina Chassid, by Chassid Shid. I think his name was Ramosha Efrens. And he lived in town, he was a big gevir. So, you know, Ramosha wasn't going to take a Litvisha Eidim before asking his rabbi. So he went to Ramosha Le Kabrina and asked him if he could take, and Ramosha said, such an Eidim, you know, you take. So he took him. But the Beis HaLevi said, I want uninterrupted learning, give me a room in your house, a svarim room, I'll learn there. And I can't be bothered with, you know, going to your Rebbe, Chassidus. It's all very nice, but it's not, you know, it's not my derech, it's not for me. And it was a mutual agreement. And Kachav, Moshe Efrens used to go for Yom Tov to his Rebbe a lot of times. He never bugged his son-in-law to come along. But one time, Moshe Lekabrino was traveling. He was traveling through the town of Moshe Efrens. And so he stopped by his Chassid, the Gevir, to rest a little. And here, you know, Ramosh Efrens felt that this is a good opportunity for his Eidim to finally meet his Rebbe. So, how is he going to make that happen? The Beis HaLevi didn't... There was a big commotion in the house. A lot of Chassidim came, but the Beis HaLevi stayed in the Svarim room. So, Ramosh Efrens told Ramosh Lekabriner that there's a lot of people here. It's not safe for the suitcases. He's putting the Rebbe's suitcases in the Svarim room. If the Rebbe needs something, he can go in and take it. And Kachava, you know, there was a big... People came with Kvitlach. And at some point, he needed something from his suitcase. And he went to the Svarim room. And lo and behold, he sees a Yumna man sitting there with a lot of Svarim open, you know, engrossed in learning. And the Beis HaLevi right away realized who walked in. He stood up with a kamasa, he gave shalom. And Moshe Lekabriner peered over to see where he's learning. And he saw he's learning one of the latest simonim in Aruch Chaim. So as a chassidish rabbi, as a bal musar. So he said, Yumna manchik, the first sefer Shulchan Aruch, what's with the first sefer Shulchan Aruch? In other words, you know, what's with Yer Shemaim? A very big lamb. What's with Yer Shemaim? Now, the Beis HaLevi was the wrong person to pick on, because the Beis HaLevi is known to have learned the first Sefer Shulchan Aruch 20-something times a day, and on his tabak, you know, tabak pishka in Yiddish, I know they say in English, you know, it's like a silver case that has the tabak inside, so he had Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Somet, you know, engraved on it. He was very into Shivisi. So, the Beis HaLevi said, good that you asked. He said, I learned the Sif multiple times a day, and there's one question that's been bugging me, I have no rest. So Rosh Kuhn said, let's hear. He said, the Ramah starts off like this. He says, Shivis Hashem L'Negdi Somad, and it's a klal God of Amayel Sadikim. And then he says like this, Kolshken. Meaning he says that a person doesn't act the same in front of a king as not in front of a king. He says, Kolshken. Kashayasim Adam Aliboy. A person will be misboinen. Shemelech Malacham Lochem Oymedolav Veroy B'Maisov. Hashem is always there. So, miyad, he says, yagia elov ha-pachad v'hayira u'boishtim imenu tamid. A person will, it'll set in, the pachad Hashem, and he won't be able to do aveiros. He says, like the Beis HaLevi, I'm working on this for years. Shiviz Hashem, Shiviz Hashem. And then the haftach of the Ramah never came. The Ramah promises, miyad yagia elav ha-pachad v'yirbash v'yantamid. If you work on Shivisi, you'll be filled with Yerushalayim. That's the way to fill up with Yerushalayim. That was the question. So Moshe Kalbirin said, very good, you have to be medayik. It doesn't say, kolshken k'shiyasam adam al-moichoy. A person will be misbind, you know, think about it a lot. It's kolshken k'shiyasam adam al-liboy. You have to internalize. From v'yadata ha-yoyim tol v'ashavoyis al-avavecho, it's a lot of work. You have to internalize, you have to live like that. You have to live with Shivisi. You can't just know Shivisi. You have to live, actively live Shivisi. So, years later, the Beis HaLevi met a Kabrina Chassid and says, your Rebbe taught me a very big darak and avoid Hashem. Now, interestingly enough, I saw afterwards, this is the story. I saw afterwards that, you know, Chabad, what's Chabad stand for? Chachma bin Adas. So, you know, Kabrin, the slonim of darak and avoid is very much heart. But Chabad is everything moyach shalot al alev, that, you know, everything is with thought. So I look into the Shulchan Aruch Rav from the Baal Tanya, how he brings down this halacha. Very interesting. He says, he brings down the Avtacha the Ramah, miyad yagiel of a pachad vayir avoshtim many talmud. And then he says, "V'm lo yagi elov miyad," if the tocha doesn't come true, he says, "Ya makarbe achi yagi elov." Think about it a lot until it happens, he says. He says, "Andu tshuva," because it says, "Avan esaychem avdilam," which is very interesting. There's one more in the Kuda about Ketanei Amuna that could be negeya, like giving over the Amuna to the next generation. I remember hearing from my father that many years ago in his times when he was a bacher, there was a cult leader, Mishugana. And, you know, he was convinced that a certain comet that comes a certain time, if you chapsachmit with that comet, it takes you to the next level. And he convinced lawyers, businessmen, accountants, very smart people, to go along with that. And the night that the comet was to fly, everybody came to a certain apartment in Manhattan, everyone lay down, took a pill, and the next morning, everyone was dead, they went to the next level. So, with this comet. So we find cult leaders is a very common thing. Mm-hmm. And every cult leader, the Mishugoyim, but they managed to convince people to go along with them. They convinced them of their ideas. How could Noach, 120 years, 120, day in, day out, standing there convincing people, there is our Kadosh Baruch Hu, we have to change our ways, a marvel is going to come. He couldn't even find one Mishugoyim to jump along. Nothing. Maza. Nor, the Baal HaMusar would say, in order to convince someone of something, you have to be convinced yourself. These Meshugoyim, they're really convinced about their Meshugasen, and therefore they can convince. If we say Noach was a Maimon, Ve'ena Maimon, he wasn't so convinced the Maal would actually come. It's maybe Olam Tibi Ma'or, it's this, it's that. So he couldn't convince others if he wasn't convinced. And the Koyach to give over a Munah to our children is by working on ourselves first. And then if we really believe, and we have a real Amuna, then we could try to work on the next generation to see if we can give it over to the next, to see if we can give it over to the next generation. So, to sum up, the reason why Noach had to be pushed into the Teva was Ketanei Amuna, and all the Mefarshim ask, you know, it cannot be, how can you say about Noach that he was a small minor? And the teretz we gave was, generally, that he thought it was like the Teuchecha, that it's here to scare you and not actually to come. And like after the Teuchecha, it says that if somebody says Beshirishli bi'eilech, so it says lo yoyev Hashem sloyach loy, and he'll get everything that it says in the Teuchecha. That means, so all the Farshim say that means that the Teuchecha is not really actually meant to come. The Teuchecha is meant to scare you, but this person says I'm not scared. Beshirishli bi'eilech, you know, the whole Teuchecha is just to scare me, but I'll outsmart the system. So for him, it's intent. Hashem, Baruch Hu, I have no choice. He'll actually have to come. So Noach thought that the Gishmei Brach and everything, it's all just for they should repent. When nothing happened, the water had to push him in. And the takeaway from Ketanei Amuna, the takeaway from every Yom Tov, the core of our Amuna that the Ramban says it is Efsher, to be have a Adam Chelik B'Toris Moshe Rabbeinu, Achanam B'Chold V'Reinu U'Mekreinu, any little things, he says, Ben B'Rab, Ben B'Yochad, even a personal person, that Hashem is always Oymed Olav, and Mashgiach B'Maisov, like the Ramah says. Until we have that, we have no Chelik B'Toris Moshe. So it's something very important. It's the takeaway of every Yom Tov, it's the takeaway of everything, it's the takeaway of everything that's happening in the world, is to be Ma'or us, it talks to us, we should see Hashem in everyday life, the Nisim V'Neflois, you open up your eyes, it's unbelievable. Sometimes you look back and we also have to know Tfilos Derech HaTava, Hashem is there with us. It says Kito Avnoli, we said of Yom Ek. Kito Hashem, he's trying. People are whispering, he's trying to hear what you have to say. Hashem is over there, Tfilos Derech HaTava, and everything is Nisim Gluyim, it's just Behester. If you open up your eyes, it's there. And we should all be Zoicha to have the Samuna, and this will make life a much happier life to live, and it'll make us have a Chelik B'Toris Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is the Amunah. Thanks for inviting me and thanks for listening.